Lesson 25, A Day of Rest. One practical expression of God's blessing is the day of rest, which he has set apart for us. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, your male servant or your female servant, or your livestock, or the sojourner that is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. There are two thoughts revealed in these scriptures that are extremely obvious and often overlooked. Work 6 days and rest 1 day, just like God did. You do not need to be able to read the Bible in the original languages to understand this. Moses was the first to write this commandment, but it was God who first practiced it. Genesis 2, verses 2 and 3 read, "On the seventh day God finished his work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it God rested from all his work that he had done in creation." Working 6 days is an exhortation to diligence, which we have discussed in a previous section. Resting for 1 day, as God did, is a prescription for sanity and an excellent antidote to the culture of stress in which we live. God set the example. He worked for 6 days and then he rested 1 day. Can we improve upon this model? I think not. I have often thought of the Sabbath connected with a list of what I cannot do, but this unique day is filled with potential for what I can do. Isaiah 58, verses 13 and 14 read, "If you turn back your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, and the holy day of the Lord honorable, if you honor it, not doing your own ways or seeking your own pleasure or talking idly, then you shall take delight in the Lord, and I will make you ride on the high places of the earth. I will feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken." Fully persuaded and graceful. Before we run down the path in our minds of determining which day to keep is our weekly Sabbath, here are a few thoughts for each of us to ponder from Romans 14, verses 5 and 6. One person esteems one day as better than another, while another esteems all days alike. Each one should be fully convinced in his own mind. The one who observes the day observes it in honor of the Lord. I receive two insights from these verses. First, be fully persuaded in your own mind. The most effective way I know to be persuaded in my thinking is to search the scriptures. Scripture contains over 200 references to the Sabbath. It is an enlightening study. Seek God for wisdom on this issue. When you have arrived at a decision, apply the second insight, which is to give your brothers and sisters in the faith space to develop their own convictions. If others don't agree with what you have discerned from your study of sacred writ, don't make this a bone of contention. Rather, keep these days unto the Lord. God designed us to work 6 days and rest 1 day each week. Emergencies and unique circumstances will arise. But if you make this a habit in your home and business, you will be working with the Creator. How you keep it is between you and God. But when you properly apply this practice under Christ and enter into the rest which only He can provide, it will be a regular source of refreshment and a window of opportunity to spend time with God and your family. Hebrews 4:9 reads, "There remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God." And Romans 7:6 says, "Now we are released from the law, having died to that which held us captive, so that we may serve in the new way of the Spirit, and not in the old way of the written code." kind in all his ways. I have a tendency to look to the Word for wisdom and direction, which is right, but I often forget to consider the heart of our loving, all-wise God who gave it to us. In directing us to rest, God, who created us in His image, knows what we need. We were designed to work 6 days and rest one. Our lives will be blessed when we do what God has clearly taught in order to foster this divine rhythm. How grateful we should be to God for giving us this gift of rest. God knows us. He cares for us. All Scripture is inspired by God and flows to us out of His kind heart. As the psalmist declares, "The Lord is righteous in all His ways and kind in all His works." Let's close in prayer. Father, help us to set aside one day each week for our necessary rest. Thank You for the gift of rest and a day set apart to be refreshed. Inspire us to do so unto the Lord in newness of the Spirit and not in oldness of the letter. Amen.